Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
On the last episode of The Cheat Code.
I call a hotel room again. Nothing. So I call her cell. So she picks up. She's like, hey. I'm like, hey, what you doing? She's like, oh, you know, me and Beep are just, you know, hanging out, chilling out. And I'm like, oh, word? Because I'm sitting in the parking lot of your hotel.
In Westbury.
Boom, right. Boom, boom. We were just having pizza and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, what's his brother's name? You don't know him. That's not what I asked you. What's this brother's name? Johnny. Reasonable.
Okay, all right.
For about 6 seconds. Johnny what? You don't know him. We've been over this. Johnny what? Johnny Johnson.
And then
that was a lie.
My dumb self says, you need to tell her about me.
And that was
stupid. Because I don't feel comfortable, and you do. So in between Jason's life falling apart, I am still actively dealing with, you know, just my own healing, my own stuff that's going on. And the one thing that my ex and I had agreed upon was that my child would not be introduced to anyone for at least a full year. I'm now in my new apartment. He's moved out of our house. We've rented it out and he's moved into his new apartment. And we equally share time with our kid. And so, you know, we're trying to figure this thing out. So I would go over to pick her up sometimes, you know, to do her hair or take her to, you know, dance school or whatever. Just normal things, because we're trying to do this co-parenting thing as equally as we can. So one day, you know, and he's seeing this other woman, and I know this. And, you know, so it's hard because, like I said, it was a woman that I knew. It was a woman that had been at our wedding. It was a woman that I had already had feelings about, and I could not place it and then come to find out it's her. So I go to his new apartment, and something happens, and I'm doing my daughter's hair, and she says, you know, something is in his room. And I'm very careful when I go to his apartment that I stay in her room or in the common area. This was the only time I had ever been in his room. And it was like, he was like, oh, no, go in and get it. Whatever it was, I think it was a brush or something in his bathroom. And his closet is open, and there are women's shoes in the closet.
Hi, welcome to The Cheat Code. This is the story of an affair between one woman and one man, told over 10 episodes.
Episode 6, Fuckery and the Cape.
Parents speaking in parables, paradise, what they want from me. Shawty's never
now,
saw Marino.
My kid's super smart. Her mama don't come here. She certainly don't come in this room or in this closet. So she's going to know that these are not mine. And so I see them, and immediately I'm like, all right, I got to go. So I grab her and we go. So I call him and I'm like, look, I can't govern what you do. We're apart. We said this. Why do you have crap out that she can see and question? I'm not trying to govern your relationship, but we said this. So I'm like, seeing as you're not getting this right, I'm going to talk to her. I'm like, you know what? I'm good on you. I reached out to her on Facebook and I was like, we need to have a conversation. We absolutely need to have a conversation now, because there's some things I need to get straight with you. And if you could give me your phone number, that would be great. So she responds and she's like, hey, you know, and glad you reached out. We absolutely need to talk. Here's my phone number. So I'm like, we need to meet for a drink live so we can have this conversation live. Let's meet this time. Where? And she's like, I work in Jersey City and we can meet at this particular place. Fine, I'll come meet you. So, you know, I'm playing bad bitch on TV, but I'm not really feeling like bad bitch. I'm feeling super scared, super insecure. She's a good looking girl. She's, you know, she's in shape. She's whatever. She's got a great job, all those things. So, but I'm like, this is my kid. And what you two are doing is not being considerate of my kid. That is fueling me. So I'm like, you know, I got to go see the chick, but I can't look ratchet. So I go and I go make an appointment with the glam father, William Edmonds, to go beat my face and do the hair and do all the things.
Glam father.
So I get to him and it's late and he's like, bitch, where you going? And I was like, here's the deal. And he knows my ex. He knows the drama. And I'm like, I'm about to go meet chick. He's like, you about to go meet who? He's like, wait, wait, wait. Let me get the wands out. I need assistance. I need people. We need wine. Where is the makeup tray? He is doing the things. The salon is emptied out. He was like, you are not leaving here until you are fabulous. So beats the face, does the makeup. And I have this cape that I wear.
Carmen Diego,
like shawl that I throw over the shoulder, like Dominique Devereaux.
And glitter.
Shout out to Diane Carroll. So I'm going straight from there to Jersey City and I get in the restaurant first and I order a goblet of wine. It's a goblet of red wine. I'm feeling very fabulous. And, you know, she walks in and we sit, you know, she's like, you know, Anne, I just want, no, before you start, because I need to start. My whole concern is my kid. And this is terrible. It's terrible. I need to pray on it and just really, God, this was awful. But I was in my full petty. I was like, because you don't have kids, maybe you don't understand how important this is.
Ouch.
Right. It was terrible, but I meant it.
No, she bought that.
But she got that. And I was like, X and I said that my child would not know of anyone for a year. So while he may not be governing this thing, you leaving your shit around his apartment for her to see is inconsiderate. It is, could be traumatizing, and it is against our agreement. So he won't govern you, but I'm letting you know that anything you do to my child creates a bad situation for he and I. And if he and I are in a bad situation and he's in a bad space, because I know him better than you, which was another stab, he's not going to be right, which will be taken out on you. So I'm going to ask you to get your shit together. And she's like, you know, I'm sorry. I didn't think about it that way. You know, what have you? It wasn't anything again. And I'm like, no, I get it. You know, I understand. I don't blame you for getting with him. I'm not judging you. I'm like, I get being with a married man. I totally get that. And I'm like, and he's a good guy. He's super good. You know, on paper, he is this, this and that. He's easy to talk to, blah, blah. And I guess in that moment, I must have made her feel comfortable to actually talk to me. And I was not really trying to go for that. So she's like, you know, I know. And I just admire the way that you and he still talk. And, you know, my ex won't even talk to me and blah, blah. And I'm like, I feel bad for you. But like I said, you need to keep your shit out of the house. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's all I really came to say. So you paying for this or me? I can get this. And she's like, no, I got it. And I was like, okay. Took the cape, threw it over my shoulder, and wind machined out of the fucking room. So, you know, at this point, they are a couple. And, you know, I'm hearing that he's out with her places. And then he calls me and he's like, I'm taking this trip to her with her. They had already gone on a trip like 3 months after we broke up to Greece. And they had already showed up at parties with people we knew and all that stuff. And they're going to Asia.
Greece, right?
Yeah, Greece, the real Greece. Right. We're going to Santorini. Right. So they're going to Asia. And this is April. So they go to Asia for however long they're gone. And in my head, our relationship is done. So you're in Asia. Everybody knows you're in Asia. And he gets off the plane and, you know, he calls me and he's just like, hey. And one of my girlfriends was having a murder mystery dinner, where we all are dressed up and you go and you play these parts or what have you. And I didn't realize she had invited him. And she said, you know, oh yeah, I had invited him, blah, blah. And I got angry and I was like, I understand that we were all friends, but I don't want to socialize with my ex. Like, I don't want to be around him. Like, I don't understand why y'all don't get this. This hurts. My life is not a soap opera. This is real. I don't want to be around him. He just got off a plane with his woman from Asia. It's a week later and you want me to be in a spot with him? So I actually said I wasn't going to go. And they were like, no, no, you need to come. You need to come. Please come. Don't worry about it. Whatever. Just come. Just do it for me. So, you know, he comes to this murder mystery dinner and he shows up with a family friend. And let me just describe the relationship of this family friend. So he is his childhood friend. When I say childhood friend, they are born on the same day. They have been friends since they were in grade school. They had been in high school dating people who were friends, and he was the best man at our wedding. And he and his wife are the couple that we do things with. Mm-hmm. There are other couples we do things with, but these are like his childhood people that we just bond with. So this person knows him much better than the college friends. Like he's known him. He knows his home situation, his mom, all those things. So he brings this person who also was, you know, just kind of tuned in to things, to this event. And he's sitting quietly. So he's, while he's like family, he's not part of this crew. So he's coming with fresh eyes to this murder mystery dinner. There's a mystery and we're trying to solve it with clues, and I'm angry and I don't really realize it. And he is, whenever he says something, and you know, this stuff about, you know, so-and-so was caught in the room with so-and-so and blah, blah, blah. And I am zinging him. And I'm like, a word, you was caught in the room with so-and-so? That's familiar. And I'm the whole sarcasm book is rolling out. And I don't realize I'm making folks uncomfortable. So
interesting.
When that wraps up and we're there, and I was so angry leaving the dinner. I was so mad. Like, why are people subjecting me to being around him? You know, because we had had a year of arguing. We'd had a year of me trying to have peace and feeling like he's calling me about dumb shit. And I'm like, you don't want to be with me. Why are you calling me about this? And I guess he leaves the dinner and says to him, wow, Anne really hates you.
Yipes.
And that completely sends him over the edge. So he calls me and he's like, so are we friends or are we not? And I'm like, excuse me? We're not friends. You just got off a plane with this chick. I'm not your friend. And he's like, you know, it feels like you don't like me. And I'm like, because I don't. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't want to be around you. And I feel forced on everybody else's behalf to be around you. And I'm pissed off about it. So this is the end of April, and then you and I have our coming out party 2 weeks later, and then the next day I get a phone call like, can we talk?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So Jason, we have a great time at that party. The party was so good. The
party was dope.
I looked good. You looked good.
You looked fantastic.
We introduced.
How was I? And all of you, it was all of your people. Yeah. And so I was, you know, was a little anxious, but you know, I'm dope. So I, you know, we You know, but it was like everybody was so normal. You know, it was like it just kept confirming.
Even his friends were normal.
Yeah. No, everybody.
And I had a young Sora who was there, and she said to me, "I want a man who looks at me the way he looks at you."
Oh, were?
Yes. And I will never forget this young lady is so together, like she's super together. We call her Sora CEO. She's literally like that. And she was like, "I need a man that looks at me the way he looks at you, because damn." So it was that kind of night. And we were like, we were just feeling the high. The city was great. Everybody looked beautiful.
Like it was like 71.28 degrees.
It yes,
was like
it was perfect. Except for the dude in the velvet jacket in May with the whatever. We're not going
But down. He was chilling, you he know. Chilling, he had his lane.
But no, but we, and we go home, we have a great night, and you leave. And my ex calls and is like, can I come by to talk to you? And I'm like, live? And he's like, yeah, like, you know, I want to just come by. And I have no idea of what's coming, because again, it's May. In April, you were just in China and Phuket with this other woman, and we're arguing about life. And it is now May, like 11th or 12th. And so you want to come talk
so
to me.
So what could this be? Right.
So he comes to my apartment. And again, you know, here's the thing. I'm not at all trying to play him, because I get how he got here now. Or maybe I don't get it. I don't understand your actions if you wanted me back. So when he comes to talk to me and he's like, you know, you're my queen and I want to, you know, I just really feel like we need to move forward with our marriage, and we just needed to get back to each other. And I'm looking at him like, you spent the last year doing whatever the hell it is you want to do and had me on a path of away from you. Why the hell are you back here right now? And he's like, oh, we should go to counseling and do whatever. And my response to him is, I'm just not sure. And that was really it.
And at the same time, the next morning, my ex starts with the kick her to the curb and I'll kick him to the curb.
It was the day you got home from the party.
And let's just get the, it was a bad sitcom.
It was like they had called each other.
And like, how do we fuck with them a little more?
Let's try to get back with them.
Her approach changed from, what if I lose him and we don't work out, to, I want you back. That started happening. But we're not sleeping together. I'm on the couch. I'm terrified of this thing. I'm not terrified of not being in my marriage anymore. I'm resigned to that and I'm good with it. You know, I'm earning. I'm good with it. I'm terrified of the idea that she's not working. She's a primary caretaker. And if I don't do this the right way, I will lose control of my time with my kids and my money that I can spend on them.
But you didn't talk about the money as much. You really talked about your kids.
But I'm a divorce lawyer. So I know when one spouse is the primary caretaker and the other isn't, so much of the control goes to the primary caretaker.
Right.
And I'm cognizant of that the whole time. Like, that's real. And so I wasn't going to do anything rash. It didn't make sense. And in my head, she's moving on. We don't have to do this abruptly or clumsily.
Right.
She's moving on. I'm moving on. So I'm like, yeah, you know, listen, I get it. I got something going on too, girl.
Right. So stupid us,
dummy,
who had been talking
what
on the
dummy
landline, because we just
dummy
talked about a landline.
Yeah,
so kids, again, landline or phones that were actually connected to your house. They were not cell phones. She goes and starts looking at the phone bill.
All of these things started happening. Looking through the phone, all of a sudden looking through my credit cards. And I'm not even ready for it, because I'm like, why are we here?
You're with dude, so why are we here?
I'm not even hiding it. So, I'm not leaving my phone open, but I'm not being disrespectful. I don't want her to see anything, because I still don't want to hurt her. But I'm like, We here already, right?
So, okay, so party people, this is what we're doing. So the last few months, we talk every Sunday for hours, all day, from his landline to my landline, because she takes the whole Sunday and goes out back to her old hood to go to church. That's what we think.
Church slash being other her boyfriend.
Dude. Right. Right. So we're on the phone and we're idiots because I'm using my actual phone number to call his actual phone number. And it's on the actual paper bill that we used to get. So when he tells her he has somebody, he doesn't give her name, but she looks on the phone bill because it comes in her name. And she opens the phone
really
bill.
Dumb.
You were a dumbass.
But I was listening to
you.
And
all of a sudden I get a phone call to my house. And I hear you and her. And she's like, hi, this is so-and-so. You know, blah, blah, blah. You need to come get your boyfriend because you need to come get him because apparently you call him all the time and blah, blah, blah. And I hear you in the background going, hang up the phone. Stop calling her. And this is early May. And she's like, you know, all the things that you say to the side piece when you call her. And I'm like, you know, cool. Got it. I'm not here to be yelled at, so we're not having this conversation.
I'm good love.
And I'm good love, enjoy. So I hang up. And she calls back and it's like, you know, I shouldn't even be speaking to you. I should be speaking to him. I don't know you, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, cool. You want to have a conversation? We can have a conversation. While I know I'm in the wrong, I'm not a punk. So we're not going to just be screaming on Andrea. Like, we're not just going to sit here and scream on me. So we're going to have a conversation or we're not going to talk.
Right.
So I get to work. That phone call is a Saturday. I get to work on Monday. And I see that she has called my work phone number 17 times on a Saturday.
In parables, paradise, what they want from me. Shawty's never saw marital, vowing that it'll come for me, comfort me.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.